A $230 mini keyboard for an AI coding agent is such an episode 666 object. Of course, we had to talk about it.
Right. The article's real point isn't the gadget porn. It's that OpenAI thinks Codex use is repetitive and persistent enough to deserve desk real estate.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part. Not look hardware. But we think the workflow has stabilized enough that a shortcut slab makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
My week's been weirdly split between being impressed by practical tooling and being annoyed by shiny wrappers. So this landed right in the middle for me. Tiny keyboard, huge amount of projection.
Onyx, that's also your favorite genre.
You see one decent interface choice and immediately start drafting the future of work.
Fair. But the author is making an actual argument. If OpenAI's first branded gadget is a Codex macro pad with Work Louder, the bet is that agentic coding isn't just chat anymore. It's a control loop.
Yeah. And the evidence they lean on is pretty concrete. It's a physical controller for Codex. It rides on a form factor Work Louder already knows how to build. And the whole framing is about shortcuts for monitoring or steering agent actions, rather than inventing some new model capability.
Which honestly lines up with our whole the human is the interface thing. Once the model can carry more of the task, the bottleneck becomes how fast you can expose intent, approve steps, kill bad runs, and jump between contexts.
Exactly. A macro pad makes sense if you're already in that loop all day. One key to launch a task, one to review diffs, one to stop the agent before it rewrites the wrong folder at light speed. That's not ridiculous.
The part where I think the article holds up is it treats the hardware as a symptom. OpenAI isn't selling computation in aluminum here. They're saying the harness matters and dedicated controls part of a harness.
Right, right. Tiny caveat though. This is a read it reacted to a conversation, not me disappearing into 5 spec sheets for 3 hours. So if there's some firmware detail or exact key count drifting around out there, I'd treat that as a starting point, not scripture.
Yeah, same. But even with that, the overreach risk is obvious. A branded macro pad does not prove mainstream demand. It proves a company thinks its heaviest users might pay for less friction.
And because it seems closely tied to existing Work Louder hardware, I don't read this as some deep hardware breakthrough. Technically, it's mundane in the best way. Off-the-shelf interaction pattern, new software mapping, nice industrial design, done.
Which I actually like. Infrastructure built for its own sake makes me tired. A boring piece of hardware that removes 3 annoying clicks from a loop people repeat hundreds of times a week. That's a real product instinct.
I see.
Where I push back on the article a little is if it implies the device itself changes coding. It doesn't. If Codex is flaky, slow, or hard to verify, a nicer button doesn't rescue that. This is downstream of agent quality and verification. Same thing we keep coming back to.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. The product only matters for people already getting enough value from Codex. That control latency is now the pain. If you're occasionally asking for a function stub, this is desk jewelry. Also, small detour, I do love that we spent months with everyone predicting some ambient orb. And the answer was basically, what if the escape key had a startup budget?
That's so mean. Also fair. Somewhere, a very serious roadmap turned into a tiny rectangle with vibes.
Practically, who cares is pretty narrow. Heavy Codex users, toolsmiths, people supervising long-running coding tasks. Maybe teams trying to standardize an agent workflow on Macs. Everyone else can admire it from a safe financial distance.
I'd put maybe 60-40 on this finding a real niche inside dev tool power users, and maybe 20% on it mattering beyond that. Not because it's bad. Because most people won't change their desk behavior unless the loop is already indispensable.
That feels right. It's not a platform moment. It's a signal that the coding agent stack is getting physical edges now, which is honestly more interesting than a fake moonshot. Anyway, Echo, if episode 666 ends with us respecting the expensive tiny keyboard, I think that's enough damage for one Wednesday.